Hi, folks. It's your old buddy Luke Clayton, and welcome to this week's High Plains Outdoors. I sure hope everyone's doing well this morning. I'm doing excellent out here on the porch of my cabin, sipping some real black coffee with just a little bit of sugar in it, listening to Western Swing and other things, and I know that's what everybody else is probably doing. You know, deer season is in full swing right now. The whitetail bucks are chasing the does. They're losing that caution that they have all year round. Right now is the best time, in old Luke's opinion, to put a tag on a big whitetail buck. You know, these little shows that we do, our High Plains Outdoors, are strictly off the cuff. I don't script them. I usually just consider it a visit with all you folks. And that's what we're doing this morning. But I was thinking for a topic, good venison. You know, a lot of people, I think, might not know exactly the best ways to ensure that their venison is good. Now, I just got back from a mule deer hunt up in northern New Mexico, up near Cuba. Actually, the place is called Regina, just a community. We was probably 10 miles out there. David Williams and his wife, who's also named Regina, they live up there. They make millions of bullets, Hunter Supply. Air gun bullets, cowboy shooter bullets, you name it, but lead bullets, millions and millions of them through the years they've made. Live on a ranch out there, right there near the Jicarilla Indian Reservation, which is a noted elk and mule deer hotspot, but their land is just, you can shoot a pellet rifle and hit the Jicarilla boundary line from their house. Well, David is like me. He loves venison, he and his wife. And we were talking, setting up there around the camp, about ways to ensure that your venison is good. And he's a stickler on getting that animal field dressed as quickly as possible. And I am too. You know, you've seen people take their deer and wait 3 or 4 hours or longer, haul them around to pick up, and then field dress them. But honestly, if you want to ensure that you have good venison, get that animal field dressed. Do that as quickly as you can. I mean, you don't have to be at breakneck speed to get it field dressed, but do it quickly. And something else that I think really, really improves venison is letting it age some. Now, granted, not everyone has a walk-in cooler, or can you ensure that the daytime and nighttime temperatures are going to be around 38 where you could hang it up high in a barn or something like that. But even for a couple of days, it greatly improves the texture and the flavor of venison just to let it age a bit. Now, what I like to do before, I'll age it for 2 or 3 days. If I have a walk-in cooler that I have access to, I'll leave it in there, you know, 3 or 4 days. Some people really do age it and leave it, you know, 10 days, but I don't do that. 2 or 3 days, it kind of dries the meat a little bit, and then I trim it when I'm putting it in the freezer. I do a lot of my own processing. You know, I cut the steaks, but I don't tenderize them until I get ready to cook them. And a lot of people talk about venison's tough. Well, it can be, but when I trim all the sinew from the steaks and go ahead and slice them, then I vacuum seal them. And I've had them, if they last that long, you know, I've had them as over a year and that tasted just as fresh as the day I put them in there. But before I cook venison, I usually defrost it, season it real good, and maybe put some buttermilk in it. If you're going to have chicken fried venison, put some buttermilk on those steaks and let them set overnight in the refrigerator, and then dust them with flour and chicken fry them. Awesome. Where if you just say you kill a buck and you cut the backstrap steaks right away, tenderize it, it's going to be good. But I just think that putting it, the seasoning on it, putting a little buttermilk on it, letting it, the lactic acid in that buttermilk, really does a number on venison. Folks, we are just about out of time. We probably need about twice as long for me to visit with you each week, but I do like to give you some tips, and I want to wish all of you a happy hunt. I know a lot of you are after those big bucks right now, and the rut is on most places, so my advice is spend a lot of time out there midday, and good luck to you. Today's High Plains Outdoors is made possible by the Dallas Safari Club, Smoking Tech's Electric Smokers, Air Force Air Guns, Darton Archery, Pyramid Air, Sightmark, maker of the Photon XT that I use to night hunt with, and Catfish Bubblegum.